This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. It's a new year, and we're talking about a gadget that's in a lot of our homes now, thanks to the holidays. The Amazon Echo is a voice-activated smart speaker. I'll let the device explain what she does.
I can play music, answer questions, get the news and weather, create to-do lists, and much more.
It's cool. Anyone near the Echo can say a keyword, say the name Alexa, and they can ask questions or issue commands. There's something else this device does. Its microphone collects a lot of data on you and the people nearby. And that's why it's the focus of a legal battle in Arkansas. Kelly, are you surprised by this development?
I kind of figured this was going to show up in divorce court first. In this case in Arkansas, there was a murder. The cops noticed that there was an Echo device in the house, and they subpoenaed Amazon to get the data that was collected just in case the Echo device heard anything that could be of help.
Can you explain to us if these devices are really listening to us all the time?
The device is listening for the cue. There's always a keyword that they're listening to, which means they're listening, but they're dumping all the data until they hear the keyword. Now, there have been people who have been creeped out because the device suddenly comes on when they didn't say the keyword. But I think that's pretty understandable because every time I talk to my phone, it never understands what I say. But we don't know exactly how much information they're storing because these are all private companies, right? So Amazon and Google, they tell us that they're not storing anything. But we know that they must be storing something because these are data companies.
Should we be worried?
Well, we should have been worried a long time ago, right? Privacy advocates have been telling us to take precautions. Almost all of our devices have the ability to listen to us and watch us. Our phones, our new cars, our computers. Over the last year, there have been several moments where really powerful people have warned us. In September, the FBI director, James Comey, recommended that people cover up their webcams. And then last year, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, there was a photo of him at work, and in the background, observant internet followers noted that he had tape over his microphone jack and his camera. Tape, nothing sophisticated, just like black electrical tape.
If Mark Zuckerberg or me or you, if we don't have anything to hide, why worry at all?
What you really should be worried about is who is gathering information about you, what that information implies. Is that information fair and accurate? And can it be used against you? My car insurance company recently asked me to put a tracking device in my car, suggesting that I'll get lower rates. I have no idea if the conclusions that they are coming to about my driving are accurate.
What can people do to protect their privacy, whether it's in their living room or their kitchen or in their car?
So read the FBI director's warning from last September and then decide for yourself how concerned you are. Consider next time you buy a shell for your laptop, buy one that has a built-in cover for the camera and the mic jack. Go into your phone settings and click on the privacy button and look at all the apps that you've set to allow to use the microphone, the camera, and the location services. And choose the setting that is least invasive. So it should be never or only while the app is on.
That's some pretty smart advice, Kelly McBride. So where do you expect to see this cool but somewhat creepy technology showing up next?
I'm just waiting for them to come into my bathroom.